First of all, what did you think of the governor's speech?
Well, the governor's speech is very concerning. It's actually disturbing to me that it's more of the same, just looking for more taxes, more spending. I had hoped the governor would come in with a reasonable proposal, seeing that he's failed to provide any leadership to be able to get the current year's budget completed. We have a partial budget in place. We need to finish up the parts of the budget that the governor vetoed. So my hope is that he would work with us to complete that and then look forward to the next budget. But that's not what happened.
Well, it kind of seemed like he was doing just the opposite, like trying to goad people or get them angry or something, because he was doing a lot of criticizing of the legislature.
Well, you would expect that the governor would come in and actually want to show some leadership and work together with the legislature. This is my 14th budget, and I've seen where, an executive and the legislature can come together and compromise and come out with a final proposal, maybe that not everyone likes, but is a reasonable proposal. But that's not what he did today. I mean, he came out and he was basically, antagonizing the legislature, and to the point of saying, if you don't agree with my vision, then you should go find something else to do, and that's certainly not helpful.
We're
here working on behalf of our constituents, and our constituents, are telling us, whether we're in the grocery store or at our kids' sporting events or wherever we go, I hear loud and clear from people that they're struggling and they can't afford the taxes that the governor is proposing.
Well, and although he didn't mention new taxes in his speech, he is proposing like a lot of them, right?
Oh, absolutely. He did not focus on that in his speech, and normally a governor would. But Governor Wolf, all through last year, didn't focus on details. And we're currently going through the details of what he's proposed. But just on the surface, the plan he's proposed would be an additional $2.7 billion in taxes, an 11% increase in the state's personal income tax, would raise the rate from 3.07% to 3.4%. And to add insult to injury, he would make it retroactive back to January 1st. So people who have already been working, been paying, having their income tax deducted from their paychecks, the rate would be retroactive back to January 1st, and I find that absurd.
Wow, that's kind of insulting even.
I believe so. And on top of that, he's proposing to broaden the base on the state sales tax to include cable television service, movie tickets, digital downloads. He's proposing a $1 per pack increase in cigarette tax, a 40% tax on other tobacco products like smokeless tobacco, large cigars, and including e-cigarettes. He's proposing a surcharge on insurance premiums, and in addition, a 6.5% severance tax on natural gas, which would, be one of the highest in the nation at a time when we all know what's going on in mm-hmm. the oil and gas industry. So it would generate, not the revenue that he's looking for, but he promised a severance tax in his campaign last year, and he wants to keep his promise, I guess.
I think that's one of the things he has to remember. He's not campaigning anymore.
Well, the governor's never stopped campaigning, though, because, the people that he's talking to in the legislature when he delivers his speech are the same people that he's sending out campaign flyers against, even to this day. All last year and even as recent as last month, he is still sending campaign flyers out against members of the legislature, and that doesn't build much goodwill.
Well, and I, Marty, you and I talked about this one of the last couple of times you were on Liveline. It might have been when we were talking about the last budget that I think everybody knows the governor's rich, very rich, and we kind of we're talking about, maybe he doesn't realize that people can't afford a surcharge on their cable bills or an extra dollar tax on this and an extra dollar here and there. Do you think that's still true?
I do think the governor is out of touch with everyday, you know, Pennsylvanians. I wish the governor would come to North Central, Northwestern Pennsylvania and see how real people live. He is truly out of touch. When you're a multi-millionaire and you've never had to worry about paying taxes, I guess it's not an issue for you. But that's just not how everyday Pennsylvanians live. And I've gotten that message from constituents. People do know that expenses go up over time and costs go up. But what the governor is proposing is just simply unrealistic. And he is out of touch with the everyday Pennsylvanian. But I have invited him up, and you know, last year when was inviting members of the legislature out to the governor's mansion, I went out. I accepted his invitation. I had a chance to talk with him about, you know, what I thought was important in our district, and I did invite him up, but he's never found the time to come up.
Well, he's got to come up. I mean, I think it would be an eye-opening experience for him, I think. So anything about his speech or the new budget, anything else that you wanted to let people know about?
Well, just that we're going to dive into the details. You know, we start 3 weeks of appropriations hearings now and really look at details, because as we talked before, there were very few details in his speech, and so we'll be looking very closely at what he's proposed for taxes, very closely at where he proposes to spend those dollars, because there are places in his proposal where he eliminates funding for many areas. So you know, we're going to look at what his priorities are, and certainly there are many priorities in the legislature. And through those appropriations hearings and looking at the details, we'll have a better understanding of what he's proposed and what direction to go. But I'll tell you, it could end up dragging out for quite a while with just the governor's insistence on excessive levels of taxation that people just simply cannot afford.
Well, one more thing before I let you go. Did he add anything back to the agriculture budget?
He has not, no. And actually, in his proposal, I took a quick look at it. He proposes to eliminate some funding in the Department of Agriculture for some programs, along with critical access hospitals, hospitals that are important in rural areas. So, but those are things that are important to the legislature and you know, things that we'll be looking to put funding back in. You know, serving as the House Agriculture Chairman, I'm certainly, you know, working hard on restoring funding for agriculture. The governor, one of the areas that he vetoed a great deal of funding from was agriculture programs back at Christmas time, and we're having a committee meeting tomorrow to try to restore some of that funding. So agriculture funding is something that is very important.
Okay. And I think people need to know, in case they wonder why I keep asking it about it, hardwoods is involved in that, and that's very important to this area. So
yes, there's a program that's funded in the Department of Agriculture for hardwoods research and promotion, and that's something that's very important to the forest products industry, and certainly our region being one of the biggest forest products area of the state, you know, that's an important program, and I've actually sponsored a bill that I introduced last week to restore that funding, and certainly I'm going to keep working on that.
And we actually did do a story on that, so you know that we're keeping up with it. So
I appreciate your help and letting people know.
Well, I appreciate you calling me. So thanks a lot, Marty, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.